trust you're having a wonderful Father's Day Sunday. Let's grab our hymnals, please, and let's stand together. Song number two, please. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. A very good evening to you. Welcome to church. Song number two on the first lifted up. Come thou fount of every
delighted to have you back at church on Sunday night here at North Valley Baptist Church. It's been a wonderful Father's Day. I trust you men enjoyed your afternoon with family, and there was lots of gift cards to Bass Pro Shop and Home Depot and these types of places. But we're looking forward to a great service tonight and looking forward to a great youth conference, and that's why we have the backdrop. So many have worked so diligently for it, and we're excited about our series and thankful for our pastor, When a Nation Forgets God. And how we need to be reminded of God's greatness and goodness every day in our lives, and seek His face for our nation and really our world, and how we praise Him for His goodness to us. Thank you for joining us. It's good to have the Clark family. We mentioned them this morning, and from Missouri, and they've got their girls, Caitlin and, don't tell me I had it just a moment ago, Caitlin and, oh my, I had it. Now all of a sudden I'm drawing a blank. I keep thinking, Kristen, right? Caitlin and Kristen, there we go. All right, my wife told me this afternoon, so we're glad to have you girls here. Forgive me for having a momentary lapse there, but we're delighted to have so many guests with us here today. Let's pray, and we'll commit this service to our Lord and Savior. Father, it is a joy to be back in church on Sunday night. I thank you for the power of your word and how you worked in our hearts this morning. And Father, we commit this service to you. And God, we're asking you to move in our midst tonight. We're needy for you to move tonight. Lord, we're hungry to hear from your word. We're thirsty for an outpouring of your spirit. And God, we're asking you to work in a special way in every heart and in every life. Draw us closer to your side. I pray, Lord, as we leave here, we would be conformed to your image. And God, that we would have a greater understanding, knowing to love what you love and hate what you hate. And may our hearts be in tune with thee. Work in our midst tonight. We'll be careful to give you the glory and praise for it. For we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing.
All right. Thank you, Brother Reimers. 450, please. 450 in your songbooks. All right. Congregational choir, are you ready? I want you to turn up that volume. Come and dine. 450. Jesus has a table spread. Where the saints of God are met, He invites the chosen people. Yeah, sing it out! And supplies our every need. Oh, this week, supper comes on the high. Ah, this time, the Master calls to end now. Drink and feast in Jesus' name, all the time. He who
they laughed and they scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God.
Praise the Lord
that I trusted Him.
like to be in a staff group, and Brother Panera and I sit here, along with the other men that are on staff. You're sitting there. They think they're good, but they're not really that good. I appreciate you guys playing that tape for them tonight, and they just mouth those words. They think they're great, don't they? I'm sorry. You've never been sorry. Oh, my goodness. Take care. That was a good song. I liked all the music this morning, a blessing. I do miss the choir.
Yeah.
And choir next week, we're back in full swing. Take your bulletin, please. The ushers are coming through the house, and we'll go quickly. We'll be at the close of the service collecting all the psalm books and tithe envelopes, unless you use them all tonight, as we get ready for youth conference tomorrow. So we'll take care of that. I'll keep the service rolling and moving tonight. I do raise your hand if you need one. I do the Horace family from Texas. We're so glad you're here. Wonderful family, and I appreciate you being here tonight. We begin tomorrow night youth conference at 6 p.m., same time as this service tonight has begun over here. We need a bulletin, fellas. Have you got any more? There we go. They're coming. There we go. Got it. 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, it begins with a grand introduction. Normally, there's competition for about 40 minutes or so, but not tomorrow night. There's always an introduction. I say this to our church family. Some of you like to come to see that and then the skit and all these different things and then go home. That is perfectly fine. Or you can stay home. You can come for preaching, all of it, whatever you decide. But it's a youth conference for young people. Many of our adults will be here. I'll be here. I'm welcome to come. You're welcome to come. It's 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and we begin. And I want you to pray. We've had people traveling already by buses and vans from all over the United States coming this direction. And they'll be traveling through the night. Many of them will literally drive all night long. And some arrive in the morning, afternoon, and then right before service. And I want you to pray for their safety here and home. And we've gone over the theme repeatedly, but we begin at 6. I like the format you have. Every night right after the introduction or after the competition, we go almost immediately into skits. A lot of you like that, so you'll see some things that you enjoy. It's a story that's three nights in a run that deals with the theme, and it's tremendous. And then we begin to sing quite a while and testify and preach, and one preacher a night, but it's going to be wonderful. In the morning time, we begin as well. We begin at 8 o'clock, and I think the sun is a lot right. It is. I know I golf on Monday normally from I golf two rounds every Monday. Visitors, I've never golfed a day in my life, so that's why they're just looking at me. But we're going to have a grand time. If you're a father, we've missed you. The ushers are arming themselves. Many of you are at the other property this morning. The other property is filled tonight with Spanish service. But if we missed you in the balcony, or this is your first time here today on Father's Day, or you've already used up your Father's Day gift, let's get them out real quickly, ushers. Just sort of raise your hand if we've missed you today. All the dads up here in the balcony, Brother Reyes up here over here on this side, over here, over here, over here. Down below, we have some. I see him pointing right over here. Brother Octavio, welcome home. His dad passed away suddenly this week, and I think he just got in. We're glad that you're here tonight. And keep raising your hand. Youth conference is over on Thursday morning. Anybody else? Did I miss anybody? Anybody at all? Raise your hand. Anybody at all? Thank you, ushers. Got you all armed up. And there we go. There we go. That's great. Over here, Brother Van Dyke. Let's get him if we will. And we're in good shape. On Thursday morning, we close down around 10:45 or 11 o'clock. And your kids will be helping to clean up and things of that nature. But this will take most of the day with another company coming in to help us with it. And so on Saturday morning early, we're going to have all the building cleaned except for this area. And we've got chairs to move and choir to get back. And so some of you are going to need to help us with that. Don't forget, June the 30th is God in Country Sunday. July 4th is on a Thursday. And so we back it up a week. We have red, white, and blue, big patriotic service on the last Sunday of this month. On July the 3rd is a Wednesday. We have a great service in here at Wednesday night at 6:30. And then we go out here. There are jumps for the kids, sixth grade and below, all the kids get a patriotic shirt from North Valley Baptist Church every year, and there's barbecue grills going on. It's a big time, and we'll have more to say about that. I also want to just say one more announcement, and that is, don't forget, on July the 14th, it's our 49th anniversary. There's a offering envelope there. We'll say more of that after June 30th when we close our fiscal year. Brother Martinez, you help me if I'm going to miss somebody here. We want you to pray for Brother Dennis Pence. Dennis sits over here, and he got saved. He was an electrician on this building when he was lost. And shortly thereafter, he was led to Christ. He and his wife are so faithful. They come. Dennis had a leg removed last week, and he's in rehab, of course, a nursing home facility. You pray for Dennis these days. What a wonderful man. Brother Mario Galvan, he's a father of three young kids in our school. He's been really suffering with cancer, and we ask you to pray for him. Brother Trevor Myers, just a young husband and father, just a faithful member. You talk to him, his voice is so weak. He lost about 40 pounds in 30 days, not trying to, been very, very sick, been hospitalized. He's home, but a long ways to go. And I want you to pray for both Brother Trevor and his wife, Alyssa, their two little kids. Aurora De La Rosa is home, but she's been having some great illness. Dr. Nikolai, you're here, but we announced on Wednesday he has been diagnosed with cancer. And so a lot of appointments he's going through. And, of course, his wife is shut in. I want to mention that the Brother Milo Florendo funeral is a week from Tuesday. And that we'll have more to say after youth conference. Is there someone I'm missing there? You come and tell us who we are. And I'm going to feel badly about missing someone. Then let's sing for a bit. Who else?
Pray for Brother Art Flores. Oh, yeah, he's in rehab watching the service tonight. And Brother Floyd Worley. Yeah. And he's home, shut in. So you pray for these wonderful members. How about 372, please? We didn't get to sing this morning. There's a promised land made for all the free. It'll be worth it all when we see Christ. Let's sing it together. 372. Let's sing it together on the first. Lift it up together now.
There's a promised land.
Some glorious morning sorrow will cease. And there's a part of that verse, cool days all done. I know it's summertime, but here's a first verse, 369.
Some glorious
labors are and trials are o'er. Oh, that will be glory for me. Let's sing the glory song like a mighty choir. On the first, lift it up now. When all my
your children in God's house. You know, we were saying that. My little auditorium, about 20 minutes from here, it's burned down now. But it was about from that exit sign right there, about this wide to that wall, to about maybe this, that's probably bigger than it was. Just a little building, sat probably 100, no electricity. And I remember we were up against a farm and the cow would come and look over every Sunday night. He'd look over that wire fence, and I'd watch that cow when the preacher was preaching. I had no idea what he was preaching about, but I'd watch that cow. But it came time, we'd sing this song, "Oh, that will be glory for me." It's just really precious memories just fill your heart. And I hope that you keep your kids in church the entire life. We're going to continue our series in a moment. Ushers, please come. We'll have Brother Fanero lead us in prayer for the offering. We are on a campaign to come to June 30th. Our fiscal year ends. And when it ends, they give us about 30 days to finish up and complete our books, and all the bills come in that were dated before the 30th and 30th or before. And then we give our books to the CPAs. They come in here for a week or two, and then they take them to their offices and work a couple months on them. And they do an in-depth study about all of our finances for the past year again. And we've done that for years. Always get an excellent rating, but we need to get every bill paid. More bills paid than what we have in the all the bills paid by June 30th. So let's give. That'd been a good place to say amen. So let's give. Be generous, whether you give online or in the offering plate tonight.
Lord, we are so thankful to be in your house this evening. God, we're so thankful how you've used this ministry in this place, how you've used your people here at North Valley Baptist Church to be a lighthouse, to beam the gospel, not just to this area, but to around the world. We think of next week in the youth conference, Lord, and the hundreds of young people that will be coming from all across this nation to this place. Lord, it'd be easy to look at it and consider all the money that's being invested into it. And Lord, perhaps wonder if we'll get a return on it. But God, we can look back over the many, many years you've allowed us to host this youth conference. And we can see men and women of God, not just here in this place, but across this nation and across this world, who one time sat in an auditorium like this at the North Valley Baptist Church and heard men preach your word. And God, we're trusting that you're going to do something great next week. We're begging you and asking you to meet with us in a special way, Lord, that we may be able to continue to see this go forward. God, we know that this church and all of our debts, all of our bills, everything that we have is in your hands. And God, that you can meet each and every need. And Lord, we're trusting in you to meet them. God, help us to be found faithful. God, I thank you for the opportunity we have to give back to you. Bless the offering now is my prayer. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Dismiss you as we sing 535 in your songbooks, please. Page 535 as we sing the first verse of Somebody Touch Me. Boys and girls, you get ready to be dismissed. 535. Sing it out on the verse together now.
Thank you.
take your Bibles, please, tonight. And will you turn to the book of Jeremiah? We'll get those folks back in here. And I want to thank God's people. You've been so good. All the work. Many of you worked all through the night on Wednesday night, building a different platform up here, and then Thursday night. And it's been a wonderful week. It's been a wonderful year. We're seeing souls saved. I'm certain I can say every day. And we're seeing good things with all the ministries. And I'm getting so many good emails about what God is doing, how people are listening. A listener said my mother or dad, I forget what, just recently was passing away. And every song we heard on KMBBC that night ministered to our need. Missionaries are writing to us and saying, I thank God for the radio. I thank God. We had a family here this morning did not speak English. They have some type of translator in their home. They're from Spain. And they said, we watch every service. Nashville's from Spain. I was taking a picture about a couple years ago in the lobby at Christmas by the Christmas tree. And I said to this family that were visiting, they said, well, we watch every service. And I said, where are you from? And they're from a Muslim country. And they're Muslims. But they said, we watch every service. And I said to this other family, could you take the picture for us? And I said, where are you from? They said, from Bethlehem. And Jews were taking a picture with the Arabs. It was just wonderful. God's been so good to us. I hope you rejoice in all that he's doing. One thing I am upset about, there's no food after church tonight. We always have the senior cafe, and they've taken a night off, but we'll be back in full swing next Sunday night. Of course, Saturday's a big day, soul winning, and the Jumpstart Ministry.
Amen.
Let's take our Bibles. I'm going to grab mine right here. I think Brother Flood is right there. We'll get a special up here. Orchestra that's left over there, we'll let you go. Let's stand together, please. I want you to read one verse with me tonight, and then we'll get the message up. Guitars and all the others that were here this morning, I really enjoyed that song with Brother Martinez, and it was great. Quartet, wow, this morning, that was great. All the music tonight. I wonder if you could read one verse with me this evening as we prepare for the other folks to come back in. For our guests that are here, we're in a series on Wednesday night from the Sunday before Memorial Day, two Sundays before Memorial Day to the Sunday of Independence Day. And the messages are just simply entitled, When a Nation Forgets God. There's always consequences. One, we saw when a nation forgets God, you remove the blessings. I really feel strange when we sing God Bless America. Because God's blessed us so much.
Right.
And it's like we spit in his face.
Yeah.
When a nation ceases to have the blessings of God, it's because they forgot God. And then the second message from Deuteronomy is when a nation forgets God, they're under the curse of God. I don't want that for our people or for our churches. And then we saw that when a nation forgets God, the pastor and people corrupt, like priests, like a people. The sheep and the shepherd, they're in this little game, but they're not in it. It's not a thing of life. Christ, who is my life. And then we saw last week from Jeremiah 29, when a nation forgets God, it's bondage. Tonight is perhaps for me the most difficult one to preach. Because this one, to me, hurts the most. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse number 9. We'll read several verses today, a little bit later. But Jeremiah chapter 2, it's page number 773 in my Bible. Jeremiah 2, 9. Ready, begin. Wherefore, I will... You know, when a nation forgets God, the children always suffer the consequences. I hope I get to live a lot longer. But I've used up most of my days. And, you know, if it's a year or two that I have to live under this difficulty, whatever it is, That's not a big deal. But quite frankly, I could care less what I have to live under. Bring it on if you have to. I hate to think of what our kids and their kids are going to have to suffer. You've heard me say it many times through the years. I feel like my generation did it to you. Not my dad's generation. My dad's generation, they had a no-quit attitude. Give us the end of World War I. Give us the Spanish flu, 50 million people over the top at the same time died. Give us the collapse of the economy in October of 1929. Give us the Dust Bowl at the same time. Give us World War II, 1939, 1945. Give it to us. But they dealt with it. My generation gave you the hippie movement. My generation gave you rebellion. My generation gave you no Bible in school, no prayer in schools. My generation gave you draft dodgers. World War II never had draft dodgers. We elected a draft dodger to be our president. My generation gave you abortion, wholesale slaughter of babies. Who would ever think that a politician would run for office and tell you, I'm standing before you because I'm going to make it legal to kill babies. My generation gave you transvestites and a month-long celebration of sodomy. But our kids are going to have the consequences. Father, it's a very sobering message for me tonight. Quite frankly, very difficult to deliver. And I pray that God, you would open our eyes on this Father's Day about our children and our children's children. What they're going to have to endure because we stopped church on Sunday night. Because we quit the choirs and now have our dance bands. Because we dropped Sunday school, hardly can find a Sunday school in America anymore. Because we closed the Christian schools. Because we've become contemporary. Everything is soft and easy approach and trying to attract the world instead of reflect Christ. Lord, stir this crowd tonight. That we would realize that we're placing judgment and consequences on our children. And our children's children. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.
I was drifting away on life's pitiless sea. And the angry waves threatened my ruin to be. When away at my side, there I dimly descried a stately old vessel, and loudly I cried, "Ship ahoy! Of Zion, thus sailing along. All aboard her seemed joyous. I heard their sweet song, and the captain's kind ear, ever ready to hear, caught my wail of distress as I cried out in fear, "Ship ahoy, ship ahoy," as I cried out in fear. The good captain commanded a boat to be lowered, and with tender compassion he took me on board. And I'm happy today, all my sins washed away in the blood of my Savior. And now I can say, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. From my soul I can say, bless the Lord. Sinking down neath sin's merciless wave, the strong arm of our captain is mighty to save. So trust him today, no longer delay. Board the old ship of Zion and shout on your way. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. And shout.
Thank you so much. When a nation forgets God, the message tonight, the children pay. When a nation forgets God, the children pay. I don't know how that sets with you, but it just grieves my heart to think about that. Kanoa, that just walked by here, that sweet little boy. I do remember... Monica, your mom and dad living over there on Cheney. Their dad was building and had a little trailer out front. Your mother was expecting. And you came, and Matthew, your twin brother. Now you married a wonderful, godly man, bus captain, servant of the Lord, godly layman in our church. And you have that little Kanoa. He comes across here. He just got a little smile on him. That boy's going to pay for the sins of this nation. I look, Brother Ron, at that little violet. You know, if you folks don't want your kids, just give them to my wife and I'll take the whole crowd. It'd be nothing but a party city. It would just be party, party, party. It'd be fun. That little girl. Then I looked at Shirley Temple. She gives me a twirl every week. You parents are so blessed to have these kids. And to have these teenagers, these kids stand out. I was in preparation and writing down all the thoughts that I had about our teenagers. The average teenager would not have any idea how to apply for a job. I see business owners here shaking your head. They don't. I had a business owner who said, here's what they say. He said, they don't even say words. He said, I get more people. They don't even say words. I'll ask them a question. What grade? They can't complete a sentence. Now, I know there are some intelligent kids outside of this, but I tell you what, I rarely see them. It's an amazing thing. I get a gift card. I'll go get a cup of coffee. Small coffee with room for cream. Okay, what was that? I'm talking about I could act this thing out. It's like, duh, are you listening? Do you even understand that what day of the week it is? It's the second Tuesday of this week. I look at our kids, and I look at so many kids in this world, so many of these kids in the world, poor posture. Home failed. Got to teach your children how to sit up. I told you not long ago, several years ago, I was in a doctor's office waiting for the doctor to come in. It was a woman. It scared me to death. I heard her voice, and my back was sore. She goes, "Sit up." I said, "Yes." She goes, you want your shoulders to roll over like this? Sit up. I said, "You sound like my wife." Kids have, they're just slumped over. It's the saddest. Go by the bus stop and watch them. They're slumped over. They got their head down. They don't see the sunshine. They're not listening to the birds. They're not enjoying life. They're not laughing. They got an iPhone in their hand. I look at the poor posture. I look at the terrible social skills, the mumbling, the sloppy appearance. I am anti-slop. I think there's a dignity to male, to female, to life. I think there's something about class. I hear my wife talking about that. She's not the queen, whatever she is, Middleton, I know her, that's her name. Just seems like a classy girl. Our homeland, motherland, England, class. Now I know they've lost it too because they've given over to a false religion of Muslims. But there's still a dignity. And I know there's sin and the king and queen and all that. I like dignity. I like class. Amen. I don't like everything casual and everything party and everything goof off, everything slapstick comedy. I believe that our God is a holy God, but our God is an orderly God. And our God is a God that's not, everything's got to be cool, baby man. What's that all about? I thank God today that our kids, they know kindness. But the average kid in America has not been taught kindness. They've not been taught honesty. They've not been taught. They've been taught entitlement. They've not been taught gratitude. Listen, somebody gives you something, you owe them a thank you letter. I'm talking to our people right now. Do you realize that today that work ethic has vanished? And these are consequences that are going to affect our children. Can you imagine the average child, teenager, becomes a college age, gets married? If they're not in the church, they have no idea how to raise a kid. No idea how to raise a child. No idea how to make a boy into a young man. No idea how to usher a young girl into eventually adulthood. No idea how to put clothing outfits for girls together. No idea how to cook. No idea how to bake. These kids have been dumbed down so that the president of the United States says, we want now by the fifth grade these kids to be able to read. Sister Nicole, you're a teacher. It's way too late. And you know what I'm talking about. You're not going to first grade in this school if you can't read. You're going to have to read. You're going to have to know how to read. And tonight, Jeremiah is writing to a backslidden people. And he's warning them in Jeremiah and Lamentations, your children are going to be benefactors of the mess of your life. Look at Jeremiah chapter number 2 tonight, where we find ourselves. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saith the Lord. I remember thee, the kindness, watch it, of thy youth, the love of thy espousals. When you're young and young married and young, just getting into life. And what went us after me, in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. God said, don't you remember? Don't you remember? Hey, kids, don't you remember when you were in Christian school?
went to kindergarten and elementary school and elementary chapel. Don't you remember? Don't you remember high school? All that this place has at the North Valley Baptist School. Don't you remember? Don't you remember going to Golden State Baptist College and falling in love and getting engaged and getting married? Don't you remember? You know what happens? You get a little bit older, I don't need it. And when we have kids, I'll get back into this God thing so my kids don't have to have drugs. You're using the church. The church is not part of your life. The Word of God is not part of your life. And until we get dads back and say, I'm going to agonize in prayer over my children and over my grandchildren. I'm going to pray for my wife. I'm going to pray for my husband. Dear ladies, I'm going to pray for my children. They grow up to love God. See, here's what's going to happen. You can have a good home and do all the praying and do all the training and all you, but some of you are going to have children, and down the road after 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, you're going to hear that your daughter-in-law or your son-in-law or your son or your daughter committed adultery. Or your grandson kissed a boy. Or your grandkids are online blasting Christianity. You're going to think that's license to get away from God. And the time when your family needs a patriarch, a matriarch in the family to stay true to the Word of God. They're sinning. They're doing vile things. What was Job doing? He said, I'm going to pray and fast for my kids because they might sin. See, I can't hardly go to church anymore. I'm so brokenhearted over my kids. It's probably right now in the last 5 years my number one call I get from preachers and friends. My kids have just broken my heart. The in-laws have broken my heart. My grandkids have just, they've denied they don't want anything to do with God. I dealt with some this week that just, it breaks your heart to hear. Brother Schieber, how do I handle this? What do I do? We all stay true to God.
Amen.
You kids, you go ahead and send it up and do it, but don't you ever forget what God gave you. God gave you a home. Maybe dad's missing. Maybe mom's missing. Maybe both. Maybe you're being raised by grandparents. It's sad. But you cannot become a victim of every sad situation. God gave you that experience. Somehow he's going to use it for his glory, though your heart will always be broken. And may I say today, here he says, don't you remember? Look at verse number 3, when Israel was holiness unto the Lord. Don't you remember, I showed the video a few weeks ago of the Akron Baptist Church, of how it just is in ruin, and all those churches that have just, they left the first love. Verse 4, he speaks of our family. Oh, hear the word of the Lord, house of Jacob, and the families of the house of Israel. If America's going to come back to God, our houses, God's people's houses, have to get back to God.
Amen.
You got to see a loving dad that's so excited to be home with his kids and wife. So I'm tired, I'm worn out. Well, sure you are, you've been working all day. You better value these days. Enjoy these days. Whether it's being with your children or they're gone or you have a spouse, you better enjoy these days. Better enjoy the days of being able to pray with your children. And talk to your children and praise your children and encourage your children and listen to them and talk to them. What is God doing in your heart? How's God speaking to you, son? What do you? I got another prayer request from one of our family members this past week. I get them from grandkids. I love the text that they'll send me. Papa, pray for this. I need help here. And I want those prayer requests and pray for this situation. Well, guess what? I'm going to pray for those, and I have prayed for those situations. Life's not easy for a Christian. But I ought to have our kids ought to have a dad and a dad-in-law and a papa and a nana that be in their court and say, we will go to the throne of grace on your behalf. Look at verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity of your fathers? You see, remember I said the message tonight, when a nation sins, the children pay the price. He says here, what iniquity of your fathers found in me? Remember when you were in Christian school? Remember when you were young and got engaged? Remember all that was going on? But now, let me talk about your fathers. What iniquity they found in me? They have gone far from me. They have walked after vanity, emptiness, become vain. Hey, Dad, go ahead and get a job that makes a ton of money and lose your kids. Don't have time for the kids. Money's more important than my kids. All this exciting travel is more important than my kids. I'd be very careful with all this traveling, folks. I traveled for years to go out and preach Monday and Tuesday night. And I'll tell you what, you have to have boundaries. I made the preacher walk me into my room. When I got in the room, I locked the door, I locked the hasp, and I double locked down here. And I don't care. I remember one night my wife called me. I was so sick. And she said, go downstairs and get something. There's got to be some. And she told me what to get. I said, I'm not leaving this room. I had to make a rule over 40 years ago. I've never had a television on by myself, whether it's at home or a hotel room. Why? Because I'm a good Christian? Absolutely not. Because I don't trust myself. Put no confidence in the flesh. Your dad's got away from me. Dad's nothing's more important than your marriage and your children. Your job, thank God for it. You say, well, making the big dough. Well, I wonder how it's going to go for alimony. Wonder how it's going to go to find a lawyer to defend your son. Parents, they said, the Bible says they walk in vanity, emptiness, play, fun, amusement, no Bible, no prayer, no real service to God, no self-denial. No loving mama, no loving daddy. Home is a sacred place. We learn about heaven in the home. We learn about the heavenly father from the earthly father. Some of you have had through life as adults, you've had a terrible example. Dad wasn't even saved, but God bless you. You decided that your family's going to have something. I have no excuse. Verse number 6. Neither your dads, neither said they, where's the Lord? These dads didn't even want to search God. Where's the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt? Led us through the wilderness, through the land of the deserts, the pits of the drought and the shadow of death, a land that no man passed through and that no man dwelt. Where's the Lord? Look at it, verse number 8, how leadership fails. The priest said not, where's the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors transgressed against me. The prophets, the priests, the pastors, the prophets. Dads were failing. The religious leaders were failing. Look at verse number 9, how they turn a deaf ear. Wherefore I will plead with you, saith the Lord, I will plead with your children's children will I plead. Verse 11, they reject God. Hath the nation changed their gods, which are not no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which is not profit. Verse 13, my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken the fountain of the living waters and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Dad, you're responsible to get water to your children. But our vile living breaks the cisterns. So your kids are sitting there famished. I'm pleading with you tonight in closing, get into the life of your children. I don't want these kids to pay. I don't want these little kids that came by here. I don't want them to live in a godless America. I want it to be a God-fearing America. We got this heathen in the White House because we deserve this heathen. And much of it's because of preachers that have compromised and shut the doors on Sunday nights, and they've changed their Bibles and they changed their hymn books, and they got rid of the choir and they got their dance bands and they got everything blacked out up here, and all of a sudden they've got the lights, strobe lights coming on down, and it's an entertainment. And by the way, I can tell you for a fact that I know it's happening all over America. Fundamental Baptist churches are dropping Sunday school. You can hardly find a Sunday school. Shame on us. When a nation needs a Bible more than ever, we're shutting the doors on it. You can hardly find a church in the San Francisco Bay Area, 9 million people tonight open. That's a shame. And those that are open, and I'm not trying to be cruel or braggadocious of any church, because we have empty seats here tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. When you take all the 9 million people that have, if there might be a church open tonight, I doubt if they would all be able to fill half of this auditorium that we have here tonight. That's 9 million people. I grew up right here. I remember these cities had churches. I remember Fremont having churches and that were open all the time, and Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Hayward and Castro Valley and San Leandro and Castro Valley. And I can remember Oakland and San Francisco and all these cities, and we had youth groups that got together, and we had inspirations together. We had great things together in Hayward, all these areas. Then you went up the peninsula, you saw churches. They were open on Sunday night. They're closed now. It's only going to get worse until God's people get serious. And if it gets worse, your kids are going to be the benefactors. I look in the Bible tonight. I want you to turn in closing to the next book, Lamentations, written by Jeremiah the same. And Lamentations is a book where he's lamenting. He's weeping. And it's really so much to do with the children. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 5. Her adversaries. You see, she was once a city full of people. Now she's a widow. She was great among the nations. Now she's nothing. Verse 5. Her adversaries are the chief of her enemies, prosper. And the Lord hath afflicted her from the multitude of her transgressions. Watch this. Her children are gone into captivity. Her children gone into captivity. We have these precious grandkids. You don't get to see them much. We don't either. They said, Dad, Mom, we're coming for that 50th anniversary. Good. We're going to be there for the week. We're excited about it. We'll stand on Sunday. I like that. Ashlyn, and Titus, and TJ, Trey, Annalise, Landon, Lawson, Logan, Lakin, London, Riley, Hudson, Reagan, Addison. Oh, we're so blessed. We're just so blessed. I hope before they get here next July, if the Lord tarries and we live, I hope there's been a revival. I hope there's a turning back to God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
A turning back to God with God's people. Because the Bible says right here, her children are going to pay. Look what it says in chapter 2, verse 11. My eyes do fail with tears. My bowels are troubled. My liver is poured out upon the earth. When your liver is gone, you're at the end. Destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. And they say to their mothers, where's the corn? The wine, when they swooned and were wounded in the streets of the city, they were hungry. Chapter 2, verse 19. He's crying out, verse 18, and the Bible says, lift up thine hands toward him, for the life of the young children faint for hunger at the top of the street. You teenagers, we wind this up tonight. This church has invested so much. You're not hungering tonight. This church provides everything. It provides so many opportunities. What this is and what this week is all about, that's for you. Yes, others have come, but that's for the North Valley Baptist. Why? We're trying to put in some quality in your life that you'll make some decision to discover that God's way is not the best way. It's the only way. But it's your decision. Teenagers throughout this house, it's your decision. You're going to have to understand these people here, these people sacrifice to provide a Christian school. You have to understand these teachers, they work at below In-N-Out Burger and Chick-fil-A payroll to teach you reading, writing, arithmetic, music, wood shop, science labs, computer labs. They do everything for you. They do everything so you can have volleyball and cheerleading and basketball and baseball and soccer and events and trips and all that you do. This crowd does that. The least expensive private school in the Silicon Valley, right here.
Praise the Lord.
Why? Because these people, they're paying for the repairs on your building. They're paying for the utilities on your building. They're paying, and so many of these don't even have kids in the school. Their kids have gone through. Why? They're given to you. And that's what that scripture says. Chapter number 2, verse number 19. Chapter 4, verse 4. The tongue of the suckling child cleaveth to the roof of the mouth for thirst. The young children ask for bread, and there's no one that breaketh forth. You're going to be famished without God. Verse 10. The hands of the pitiful woman are sodden with their children. It's like it's rotten. There was not food. Chapter 5, verse 13. They took the young children, this when they went into captivity. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell into the wood. The elders have ceased from their gate, and the young men ceased from their music. The joy of the heart has ceased. Our dance has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe unto us! For we have sinned. Our heart is faint. Our eyes are dim. You know, when we fail as adults with God, our children pay the consequence. I commend this church. 13 years ago, we began a program to get out of debt. Why? I didn't want to die with a dime this church owes on that property or this property because of the sacrifice of God's people. You've done that. I want the next generation to be ready to go. I want there to be more preaching here, more singing here, more programs here, more reach the gospel, more sending missionaries around the globe, more getting the gospel out around everywhere. But nationally, it doesn't seem like let's just throw another $75 billion to that, another $150 billion over here. No one in Washington's thinking about the debt for these kids. Nobody in Washington's thinking about all this sin stuff they want and the consequences for the kids. It doesn't seem like it bothers us to have corruption in Washington, D.C. and in Sacramento. It doesn't seem like it bothers us when it's anti-Americanism, they burn the flag and spit on the Jews. It doesn't seem to bother us that our churches are quickly run into casual Christianity. I had one of the saddest experiences this week. My wife knows this is true, and our office people know. I rarely eat lunch. I come in, I get a cup of coffee here at the office, normally early. There's a piece of toast, I eat that. I rarely eat lunch. I don't take time off, and I work long hours. But somebody gave me a gift card. It was last Christmas or the Christmas before. And they always have a sale, and it's for Macy's. I don't shop there. We don't shop. That's high-end for us. And I said, I'm going to go there. I think it opens at 10. I've never been in the mall over here. They built 200 more stores. I'd like to go see what it looks like architecturally. I drove up. I had the broadcast on a Friday morning, drove up to there. And I was going to run in. It took me about 20 minutes. I said, the saddest thing. I had to wait. In front of me, there was a Lexus SUV. And the guy was parked, so I knew he had picked up some riders. So I patiently waited. And the back doors opened up, and two girls, 12 or 13, were in that car at about 9:55 in the morning. And I looked, they just barely had anything covering their backside. I thought, what parent, they both had their cell phones, what parent would put your kid in a mall at 10 o'clock in the morning and have a driver come to your house and know where your little girl lives? I don't know how they do the phone, so I don't know if they have those girls' phone numbers. I don't know how all that Uber stuff and Lyft stuff and all that works. But I wondered, I thought, those two little girls, little Caucasian girls, I thought, does that guy does he have their phone number now? I know he knows where they live. And I thought, those girls, I wonder what they're going to do in there. Mom and daddy must have given them money. It's expensive in one of those places. How do you afford anything there? The man says, if you come on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, so I can't come Sunday, and Saturday it's out. He said, you come in early on a Friday, what you need to get, they're generally half off on Friday. I say, what about Thursday? I could maybe make it. No, you can't do it Thursday. It's got to be a Friday. I thought of those little girls all day. I thought, when they're getting done, they have to use their cell phone and call some man or some lady or somebody they don't even know. I don't know if it works that way. I don't know how you. But they're going to take them back to their home. Brother John, do you want people you don't know knowing where J.D. lives in a car by himself? I thought, what kind of parent would do that? A careless parent. Because there's going to be some consequences in those little girls' lives. And mother and dad are responsible for the consequence. This church is so needed. This church is so, so needed. Don't change. Don't talk me into no Sunday night around here, no Sunday school, no choir, no soul winning, no Wednesday night. Let's stand together, please. Our Father, when children pay the consequences, it has to break our hearts. It just has to break our hearts. What a sad moment that we're just throwing our kids away in America, just throwing them away. They have those devices in their hands. They cannot even communicate. They're just talking on those phones all the time. What a sad thing. What a sad thing. This altar is open, and parents, it's Father's Day 2024. Could you just pray that God would open our eyes, that we're invested in these children? I'm going to be in everything all week long. It's going to be a long week. Because next week I'll be preaching, and in the midst of all this, I've got to study and do radio and get work done, meet with people, and I want to so badly. But I want to be with these kids and try to help them. Moms, we need you. Dads, we need you. Families, we need you. The pianist plays. Come on right now. Please come. When a nation sins, the children pay. It is so sad. what my generation did to you. We wanted our liberty. We wanted our freedom. We wanted our sin. We didn't want any parents telling us anything. We got schools loaded up with mental health people. They're trying to destroy your home. Trust me, they are trying to destroy your home, these mental health people. Want to put a division between you and your parents. Our Father, how I love these people. They're amazing. They speak and they move. They're kneeling. They're praying. They're burdened about their marriages, their homes, their families. I love them so much. I'm so grateful. I think of what, Lord, you could have given me. A church full of people that had no desire to go forward. I thank you for what these people mean to my wife and I. Bless them. Bless their children this week. Bless those at work. Give them strength. I thank you for them. Again, we pray for safety for these that travel. Pray for our many members that are sick and ill and afflicted. Those that mourn today. Those that have sorrow. Those that need jobs. Those that need housing. There's so many great needs tonight, great needs. God, only you could provide the answer for each one. Please do that. Lord, while we wait upon you, help us to trust you. Kneeling, knowing that, God, in your time, you always make everything perfect in your time. Thank you for what you're going to do all this week and all of our lives. Thank you for the day today in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. While we're seated, we're going to get all these books collected. Let's start, first of all. Boys, do you have an assignment already? Because if not, let's get some of you on this side and some of you on this side. And we're going to clear out. Orchestra, can you later tonight get all your instruments and get all the stands and put them downstairs or wherever they've been going? Let's take all the offering envelopes first, just the tithing ones, not the anniversary one. Let's keep them separate. But you can put them, but keep them separate. And the ushers are coming. Men at the end of the rows, you can help us. And Brother Peter, get your amen ready to help us there, right there, so you can start helping. Brother Rick, just help us if you will. Be an usher right now. That'd be great. Brother Daniel, thank you so much. It's great. Brother Flood, in a moment, is going to make some announcements. I have a few left to go as well, and. Got all those in up in the balconies. You got them all. Brother Brandon, you've got quite an area right there. Good. God bless you. Girls right here. Let's send you second row. Let's send you up there, can we? Upstairs to get the help up in there. And that way. Fellas, all right. We'll get you in just a minute. Okay. Now, next one. Let's get the blue songbook in front of you there. Yeah, it's not blue. I know it's gold. Let's get the gold songbook. Let's pass it in, all right, fellas. And, brother, does someone know where they're going? There's carts in the back. There's carts in the back. So, fellas, you'll know how to. Ladies, you can help us, whatever. Upstairs, downstairs. I don't want those little girls carrying those things down. But, girls, so you boys right here, go up there and help them, will you, please? Thank you so very much. Good, good, good. Okay, we got all that. Down below there, thanks, Brother Dan. We'll get those in the front row there.
That'd be great. Landon, we got some more right down here on the bottom there, underneath there. You get it? And then over here, buddy. Thank you so much. Good. Okay. Well, you're all doing great. Brother Flood, make a few announcements if we're new to right now at this time.
You know, obviously, I want to thank our church for the opportunity to host this conference. I do have a quick meeting with all of our teenage men right following the service. We'll be here for about 10 to 15 minutes. We have a quick usher's meeting, a very important usher's meeting, as well as some of the other men that I've already talked to about that. So if we can meet right after the service concludes, for about 10 to 12 minutes, we'll get them on their way so you guys can send them home. But we have a very important meeting for all of the high school men. And then obviously there is a work day for our teenagers tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock. So there's a little bit more work to do in order to make sure that everything is ready and we have all the different tasks already lined up. So tomorrow at 10 o'clock for all of the teenage men and ladies, and we'll be here at this property. We'll meet over by the clock tower and we have that all set up. And then obviously the check-in tomorrow begins at 3 o'clock for our church, and hopefully we'll have an early check-in for the teenagers who are here and a little bit of bonus for working, and we'll have that all ready for them. And so we're looking forward to that. Then the service tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and very much excited about that, and thank you for praying and thank you for working. There are a few more available spots for our food services, and so even if you're available for 30 minutes, an hour, sometime this week, and available to help for food services, if you could contact Mrs. Godby, every single time that you're able to help goes a long way, even if it's not all day or even a long portion of the day or whatever it is, even a little bit of time would be a help to them. So if you're available, that would be a tremendous help, and we're looking forward to that. Pastor?
Great. Thank you. I saw this, the video you'll see tomorrow night. I mean, 6 o'clock, there's a countdown at 5, whatever it is, 5 something. By 6 o'clock, it's on, and you'll see a great video. It's beautiful, and introduce the speakers. You get to meet them, and it'll be a wonderful, wonderful time together. Ushers, you can come on back in here. We're going to have a word of prayer or sing a song, get on our way. Thank you. Fellows that are back there, I lost teenage boys that are out wherever you are. Hey, fellows, when you're done, after we have prayer or whatever, sing a song, all those Father's Day gifts, will you take them over to the Golden Grill? And if you'll put them there, that'd be an excellent place for all of them. Well, God bless you. By the way, I want to say this. We have so many folks right now. In fact, I'm trying to figure it out. I already talked to the business manager this week. We got needy folks that have needs. We have a benevolence fund. You know that. Some of you give to it. We do things nonstop for people in need. I told a dad this morning, I said, we're going to help this family, but let me get through June 30th. Let me just get through June 30th. I'm saying that because we don't have one going now, but we had a few times people, you cannot just begin a GoFundMe account through the church. That's not even legal. You're advertising to give money through this channel. And Brother Sly, I want to make sure I'm saying you just can't do that. And you know, I promise you, I know the needs of people. And I'm balancing. I think of a man right now. If I told you the story of his, he's not in here tonight, the death of his family, of his wife, and how they're living, and how he's really on the potential verge of dying. If you knew the whole story, you'd just be shocked. I'm trying to help all we can help. But deacons' wives, staff members, let it come through the office of the pastor. And I'll help everybody I can, I promise you. I'll do everything we can help. But don't establish new programs at the right time. The pastor will, I promise you that. Let's stand together. Do you know that song? In His Time, you know that? You got it. Do you know that song, folks? We used to sing this over at the other building all the time. Sing it. In His time. In His time. He makes all things. He makes all things beautiful. In His time. In His time.
as you're teaching me your way. You're teaching me that you'll do just what you say. You're the best. I love you. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. You're dismissed.
One day.